Welcome to Learning Works. I'm Tony Ryan. Recently in Perth, I met up with an enthusiastic group of students and staff who had travelled from Sydney to attend the annual conference of the Australian Council for Adult Literacy. These Indigenous students were very enthusiastic about their studies in adult education with an emphasis on language, literacy and numeracy. I began this interview speaking with Keiko Yasukawa from the University of Technology in Sydney. Keiko, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, with us here in the studio, we have a few students who are taking part in the course at UTS, University of Technology in Sydney. Can you tell me about the course?
Okay, the course that the students are enrolled in is called the Bachelor of Education in Adult Education. And it's an initial teaching qualification program for adult educators. And it's got a double major in Aboriginal Studies and Language Literacy and Numeracy. And there are three features of the course that's unique. One is the double major in Language Literacy, Numeracy and Aboriginal Studies. The second feature that's really important that the course is offered in block delivery mode, which means that students from all over Australia can participate in the course without leaving their communities for any long periods of time. And also the program is designed in a way that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students form a cohort. They stick together for the duration of the course, they study together, and they develop and create knowledge together.
My name's Jennifer Newman. I'm from Narromine, Wiradjuri country, and I teach Aboriginal studies and communication subjects in the Bachelor of Adult Education. What I really value about the course is the block mode access to higher education, which allows communities to maintain their important people, the people who are the backbones and the energy of community. It doesn't deplete the human resources, if you like, of places that are out in the country, of small communities and of close-knit communities. Families don't lose family members to the city to go to university. And it also feeds back into the university in that we're getting, you know, directly from community. The needs of community learning, ideas about programs and theories that work or don't work, feedback about the way models can be adapted for different settings. And we're also on a journey that's about understanding ourselves as Aboriginal people, as First Nations people in Australia. We're looking at who we are and how we fit into our nation, and we're looking at developing ourselves to be strong in who we are ourselves, so that we can then facilitate the growth of a whole person into a learning person, a lifelong learner, and a strongly active citizen in our communities.
Thanks, Jennifer. Sylvia, how did you come to decide to do this particular course?
I found out about this degree through my work in the Wollongong area as a Wollongong TAFE teacher. And it was through TAFE that I came to the understanding that Indigenous teachers had to eventually get a degree in teaching. So it was from understanding that idea that I wanted to go to UTS and do this degree, but I never entered a university in my life. So I was a bit fearful of stepping into an academic institution through my previous experiences of going to school as a young child and a young Indigenous woman. And it was from those experiences that gave me the thought of not being able to further my skills and my knowledge as an adult and to be worthwhile as an Indigenous woman to better myself for myself and my community. So entering university for the first time was such a big eye-opener for me. The first year was, I think, very important for me because it allowed me to not be fearful of expressing who I am as an Indigenous woman and not being fearful about the knowledge and my own experience of my past early years of learning as a young child and young woman, that this degree has allowed me to bring out the positive things about myself and self-worth and allowing me to self-empower myself to think, well, yes, I can get somewhere in life. So I'm in my third year at the moment. I have had some struggles in the past couple of years, and it's really triggered past experiences for myself that I've had to deal with. For me, reflecting back in high school of the way I was taught, there was only one way of learning language and literacy, as well as numeracy, and that's how it is. There's no other way of learning. But since doing this degree, I have just got such a passion now to go out into my community and target the most disadvantaged people within my community to say, yes, there is a way out in your way of life and the way you do things. I have a great belief in you can do something if you put your mind to it. I was always taught, no, you can't. There's no such thing as no, you can't. You can. And I think I'm one example of the Indigenous students within this program that have proven that we can. So my passion is to get out there in my community and empower those that are disadvantaged to allow them to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Thanks, Sylvia. Fred, why are you doing this course?
Probably why I'm doing this course is probably been sort of pushed by elders. I've been in the education system for a number of years. A lot of the elders sort of said, it's good to be in the education system, but you probably need to go up to the next level and sort of get more educated through the uni, sort of university background, and sort of, like, I understood all the grassroots level and all that sort of stuff, but sort of no one's listening to you at that level. So I'm trying to educate myself to go up to the next level. Well, somebody, like my grandmother said it, that's a powerful tool. If you can understand mainstream Australian, their language, then you're going to be pretty smart in what's going on.
But at the same time, you want to preserve your language, your customs, your ways of doing things.
Yeah, I want to do that. So that same matter to my grandmother. She basically said, code switching. I can sort of go into a mainstream Australia and talk their lingo or their language, but I can also slip back into my own community and don't lose sight of who I am and where I come from.
You're listening to Learning Works, and I'm in conversation with some students and staff from the University of Technology in Sydney, and we're speaking about their studies in the Bachelor of Education in Adult Education. Keiko, your role at the University of Technology Sydney is to coordinate this particular course. What do you see happening in this course? What good news comes out of it?
The good news that comes out of it is that the students go away from the course, I think, stronger people. I mean, they come with lots of strength, but I think they develop and create knowledge, strengthen their identities. During the course, I think the cohort that, you know, you're talking to now will be lifelong friends. I'm pretty confident in saying that. The students who come to our course need the time, need the space, need the place to create knowledge and to develop and strengthen their sense of who they are, who they want to be, their identities as teachers, their identities as language literacy numeracy specialists, their sense of, you know, who they are within the wider Australian community, and I think to turn that qualification into a certificate level qualification is not going to work, and I think it recreates the disadvantage that many of our students have experienced in their earlier childhood.
Over many years, I've seen people go through adult community education, maybe as a volunteer, then get into some work, then increase their qualifications. And I know of one particular woman in Adelaide who is now completing her PhD. Now, it all started in adult community education. I suspect that it's often undervalued.
I think that's exactly right. And I think it's really ironic that in the school education sector, they're talking about making the teacher qualifications more rigorous. And we're looking at adult education, where many of our teachers are working with adults who are returning to study for second chance or third chance education because their school education defeated them. And so the challenges that adult educators have are even greater than what many, you know, school educators have, and yet the qualification is not being valued, and I think that's a real tragedy.
Leanne King, I'm a lecturer on the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander program at the University of Technology in Sydney. I just like to add to Keiko, in as much as, you know, I've been in a very privileged situation where, like those that are sitting in this room, the students, I too have been a student of the Bachelor of Education in Adult Education. And from there, my lifelong journey is continuing as a Masters of Indigenous Social Policy. And from there, I have gone on to being a part of a doctorate. And my doctorate is about the block programs that the students are involved in and our teaching and learning processes that happen within the block programs. And I think that's really, really important that, you know, there's not been that much research on that. And these guys, that, you know, the students in the room have just, you know, what they have to offer with their own Indigenous knowledge is that each and every one of them bring to the classroom has been so important in the growth of not only them as students, but me as a teacher, lecturer, or someone to share a lifelong learning with a whole heap of people. And I'm privileged to do that.
Thanks, Leanne. But I'd like to pick up on one question, and I'm thinking of the listener who may not know what a block program is. Could you just elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, sorry about that, Tony. A block program is a residential program where students are able to stay within their community, but six times a year they come to Sydney, generally about 4 to 6 weeks, you know, apart, and they have intensive teaching and intensive learning for that 1 week, and they've got to fit in so much work, and then they've got to take it away, and in between those blocks, what we call the blocks, they've got to do assignments and do their work. It's a very flexible, but it's also very, very intense way of learning for the students, and it's a lot of hard work. So, yeah, they've worked really hard to be where they are today. So I congratulate them.
Do students come from all over Australia?
Yes, students are from all over Australia. We have students from Tasmania, Torres Strait Islander students. We have WA students. Yet every state, you know, all nations, all countrymen, and all Indigenous, all coming together to share their stories and grow.
Thank you. You're listening to Learning Works, and I'm in conversation with some students and staff from the University of Technology in Sydney, and we're speaking about their studies in the Bachelor of Education in Adult Education. Fred, let me come back to you. Where is this qualification going to take you in terms of a career?
Probably taking me back to my own community and sort of teach other adults in my community that, you know, you can do it. If you've got the courage to do it, you can do it. And hopefully I want to go back to my community and be a teacher and sort of be a community role model to other adults, you know.
I get the feeling that community is important to you.
It's very important because that's my foundation. That's what will keep me on the ground. If I don't know what my identity, where I come from, then I'm going to be lost in a system.
I really want to be out there in the community, making sure that my own mob have got their own people, their own role models out there teaching them language, literacy and numeracy, and not having the fear of learning language, literacy and numeracy, so, and having them feel culturally safe within their own environments to learn.
Sylvia, you've just said something about a fear of learning. Can you give me some examples from your communities?
There have been quite a few of our elders in my community that have a negative perception of learning in an institution, rather than learning out in the community on their own. They're fearful that they can't read right. Their confidence is quite low. So there's a lot of self-esteem building that needs to be built upon before you get to the point of actually teaching them language, literacy and numeracy. But not only the elders, you've got a lot of young youth, Indigenous youth in our community that have had such negative experiences within the school system. An example, a young Indigenous woman has just done her year HSC and ended up working in a community development employment program, which is we call CDP program. And this young woman, her skills were seen as working in a nursery. And she has a Year 12 HSC certificate. And she started doing a couple of TAFE courses. And she was asked the question of, where are you going to be in 5 years? Oh, I don't know, was her response. And I encourage this young Indigenous woman to consider looking at going to university and doing a degree. But she felt she was fearful of doing that because she felt that she wasn't academic enough or at the academic level of entering university life, which in fact she's now also a second year student of the degree, which is I'm very proud of this young woman. So, you know, yeah, it's dispelling the fears that you've got support in the Aboriginal program and you've got the support of fellow Indigenous students that are there with you as well.
Fear of learning in my community is probably, like, from my elders, from bad experiences in, like, government institutions, their schools, TAFE, you know, government departments. They value education, but they're fearful of going in there. So that's why a lot of our young youth in my community, they go missing or go walkabout, as we say, you know, because they don't feel valued, you know, or the education system is not out there sort of trying to ask them what they want. We know what's best for you, but they say that. They don't know what I want, you know, as a learner. Everyone, that's what I'm saying. I think it comes back to past experiences from our elders, and they just don't want to. We've got to sort of say, you know, you're welcome in this thing. We're in the 21st century or whatever. You need to come in and you're welcome. You're part of the education system.
An aspect of fear of learning that might be present when people come into the course but perhaps grows a little during the early stages of the course is the fear of learning taking you away from community. It's to do with having a sense of assimilation, becoming too assimilated into mainstream, and it's a fear that I think can be fueled by going home and having someone at home saying to you, oh, don't you come in here with all your big university words or you know, don't go trying all that theory stuff on me just because you've been up to the big school and all this. That generates a different kind of fear of learning, even though a student experiencing that might be having a great time, finding their brains stretched in every different direction, really feeling strong in themselves. But to go home and receive that criticism and those challenges can make it quite difficult to sustain your motivation to continue the course. And in my time teaching on the course, I have from time to time had students who've said, oh, look, I think I have to drop out now because it's too hard to go home. It's too hard to take back what I learned and it's too hard to explain to people at home the value of what we're picking up at university. And in there is that deep-rooted sense of participating in assimilation. And I've said earlier this morning, and one of the challenges I face as a teacher on the program is that I probably on a weekly basis get that sense of, you know, participating too much in assimilation myself. I think, oh, maybe I should get out of the university and go home and, you know, get back to grassroots. But the fact that students keep coming, you know, certainly bolsters me and makes me believe even more in what I'm doing. And because I have that same dilemma myself, I think I have an empathy for people when they do strike that hurdle along the way. it's not easy to deal with. We can't go home with everybody at the end of the block and help you talk through things. And sometimes it will probably be the worst thing you could do. Not only bring home your university words, but go bring those university people home. By bringing the university out to communities, probably one thing that we don't do very much, but it would also soften the sense that the university is taking people away, and may grow a greater understanding amongst communities, especially rural and remote communities who are far from the city and far from the things that go on in our university environments. Perhaps if we were able to go out more, we would have a greater chance of developing an appreciation of what academic work is and how we can do it and what benefit it has to our communities.
Thanks, Jennifer. Keiko, if I can come back to you, where are the graduates now of this course?
Okay, I think they're in, I think many of them have gone back to their or working in their communities, but there's some who are working in literacy and numeracy programs in the corrective services. There are people working in policy. There are people working in adult basic education programs in TAFE or other colleges. And I think there are probably some also working in pathway programs in universities. So I think it does open up possibilities to focus on the literacy and numeracy, but also within the work that they might be doing when they come into the course. I think it also opens up, career advancement possibilities.
Thank you all for talking to me today. I've enjoyed hearing about your journey through UTS. Thank you. You heard there from University of Technology Sydney staff members Keiko Yasukawa, Jennifer Newman and Leanne King, and from Indigenous students Sylvia from New South Wales and Fred from Queensland about their studies in language, literacy and numeracy, and about their plans to use their knowledge and skills back in their own Indigenous communities. You're listening to Learning Works on PBA FM 89.7 on the FM band in Adelaide.